Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm JR. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America, people listening overseas, people in Europe, people in... Somebody's listening in a submarine somewhere. Oh, yeah, shout-outs to somebody in the military. Shout-outs to everybody, okay? You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158. You can lock in on a smart speaker at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's back. Nice to have Shep back. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you're cool. You want to holler at me? Simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, we talked about how the Denver Broncos, man, they are just snake bit, whatever the hell you want to call it, when it comes down to these injuries, losing both KJ Hamler and Tim Patrick. Hamler with a heart condition, heart irritation. And then you think about Tim Patrick, for a guy who tore his ACL last season, he tore his Achilles. And so Sean Payton can't focus in on the New York Jets anymore. He actually has to look at his squad. He has to look at his own team now. Leave the New York Jets alone and try to figure out who Russell Wilson is going to throw the ball to, not named Jerry Jeudy. And so as we continue on with the show, we know it's been a busy weekend. It's been a busy day. We're looking the MLB trade deadline right in the face. That'll be Tuesday. And so we'll talk about some of the moves that have already been made. I'd say the biggest one, I mean, damn it, the Texas Rangers are going for it, aren't they? Number one offense and adding Max Scherzer. You know, you're pulling in Jordan Montgomery from the Cardinals. Nathan Eovaldi, I think he has some arm irritation. And so they are pulling no punches when it comes down to their arms. Pulling in relievers as well. And no Jacob DeGrom. And they're still out here getting these W's and getting these wins. So we'll talk about the MLB trade deadline. Mark Jackson, it looks like he's been given the boot from ESPN. So if you like watching the NBA on ESPN, ABC, expect some different voices. And so we'll get into all of that as the show continues on. I got to start this hour here. And by the way, if you missed last hour, if you want to start the show from the beginning, just tune in on the free Odyssey app. But I got to get to the Colts. I really do. Because right now, the Indianapolis Colts, and for my WWE, WWF fans out there, this is like Stone Cold Steve Austin and Vince McMahon from 25 years ago. Jonathan Taylor has not kicked Jim Irsay in the stomach and given him a stone cold stunner. But this is the boss versus the employee. And this is playing out in the NFL right now, where you have the boss, Jim Irsay, who has pulled no punches when it comes down to his running back, how he feels about him, and what he will not do, and that is go out there and pay him. This is a wild story. We all know about NFL or the NFL's overall view when it comes to running backs. From an owner's perspective, running backs are replaceable. We don't have to pay running backs. They're not necessary to get the big bucks. We can pay you, and then we can just replace you. We're paying you big money for, and we can get another running back on the cheap. And so we heard last week, Najee Harris, he basically did an impromptu press conference when he showed up to Steelers training camp, and Najee Harris basically said, the teams, they use us. They tell us they're going to rely on us, that they need us, but then they don't pay us. Said it's not fair. Jim Irsay, Colts owner, basically went on Twitter after Najee Harris spoke and said, man, this is what the CBA says. The CBA, I think, to have agents come out and think that, you know, running backs are worth this or worth that, it doesn't make any sense. It's a bunch of crap. Jim Irsay sticking his nose. And yeah, he's the owner. He can say, he can do whatever the hell he wants to do, but it wasn't necessary. He said the agents were selling bad faith because a CBA exists. It's not going to change. Basically telling the running backs, deal with it. This wasn't necessary for him to do, not at all. And then when you think about Jonathan Taylor, who plays on his team a couple of seasons ago, more rushing yards than anybody in the NFL. Last season, having to deal with an injury, didn't play too much, only had 861 yards. And not the best of seasons to be saying, hey, I want a contract extension, but he does. He's only going to make about, $4 million this season. The final year of his four-year rookie contract, regardless of how many games he played last year, he's still one of the best running backs in the game, absolutely. And so when you have a running back on your team, already not happy with the money that he's getting paid, wants a new contract, why are you butting in talking about running backs in a general sense? And so Jim Irsay, hey, aren't you supposed to be above this? Aren't you supposed to be sitting around somewhere just counting your money? What are you doing on Twitter or X or whatever the hell they call it right now? And so Jonathan Taylor and his agent, they didn't take too kindly to these words. Jonathan Taylor tweets out, oh, now you wonder why your running backs, you know, some guys want to be traded. And then Jonathan Taylor meets with Jim Irsay. They met on his luxury bus. Nothing changed after the fact. Jim Irsay then took it a step further, letting everybody know, I'm not giving Jonathan Taylor a contract extension, because Jonathan Taylor needs to understand that if he stopped playing tomorrow and if I died, the NFL would still continue on. And it's like, whoa, dude. Whoa, is all of this necessary? A, why are you on Twitter chatting it up? B, why are you making such bombastic statements? Yeah, we all know the NFL will continue on. Why are you bothering Jonathan Taylor? This stinks. And so Jonathan Taylor, the story continues on. Over the weekend, Jonathan Taylor says, I want to be traded. He requests a trade from the Indianapolis Colts. Jonathan Taylor's role on the team this year is huge. They have a rookie quarterback that you would hope to see play a whole hell of a lot. Anthony Richardson coming through out of Gator Town. If you have a rookie QB, you want to be able to hand the ball off so he doesn't have too much responsibility. And Jonathan Taylor doesn't even want to be there anymore. And so what came out next? A report that Jonathan Taylor has a back issue. And that now the Indianapolis Colts, they might put him on the back burner on an injury list, non-football injury list, that would not pay him. Jonathan Taylor then goes to Twitter and he lets everybody know, hey, I've never had back pain. I never reported back pain. And I'm not sure who the sources are, but find new ones. As of right now, he's slated to be paid. But the fact is, where the hell did this back injury come from? And if he really did have a back injury, why didn't they put him on that list in the first place? And so there's a lot of funky business going on here with the Indianapolis Colts. First, there's a couple of things. As much as Jonathan Taylor wants a new contract, Jonathan Taylor, coming off of an injury season, this past season being injured, he's not in great position to ask for money. That's the first thing. Is he, as a running back, would you say he's one of the best, deserving of more than $4 million? Yeah, you could say so, but hey, this is how the rookie scale goes, man. It stinks, but this is how it goes. Next year, you're likely to get tagged, and then you could make, I don't know, $12 million. That's how it goes, unfortunately. We know it's not fair. Maybe it is. Doesn't matter. This is what it is. Second of all, you want to be traded? Okay, you're not happy. Who the hell is trading for a running back that wants money? They don't want to pay the running backs in the first place, and you want to be traded? And let's keep this in mind. They got to give something up. They got to give up something damn good to get you. So they're going to give up a major piece for a running back who wants to be paid. Highly unlikely. I'll tell you what's likely. That Jonathan Taylor stays with the Indianapolis Colts, and that Jonathan Taylor plays on that $4 million contract, and that he gets franchise tagged next year, and that he is unhappy in the NFL, just about every running back right now. Like Josh Jacobs, who's not at work, to Saquon Barkley, who showed up to work, to Ezekiel Elliott, who is looking for a job, sat down with the Patriots, to Leonard Fournette, no job. We can go on and on. Najee Harris, not happy. All the running backs in the league, they are ticked off. And so I'm sorry to Jonathan Taylor. I don't see you getting no new contract. Maybe out of the goodness of his heart, maybe, just maybe, Jim Irsay will throw in a few extra bucks. But for what? I mean, in the past, and I say the past, he has been complimentary of the dude. I mean, Jim Irsay at one point was talking about how Jonathan Taylor is on his way to being a Hall of Fame player. Listen to this.
Both Jonathan and Quentin Nelson, I don't mind saying it, you know, they're two guys that have a legitimate chance of making the Hall of Fame. But there's a long way to go to get to that. A long way, you know. But the talent's there, and you see the magic and the special talent. So we just have to go forward and help cultivate that talent and have as many great players as we can.
Oh, well, but not pay him. Yeah, he's a Hall of Fame talent, but he's a running back, so I ain't paying his ass. He's just going to have to come here and not necessarily work for free. He's just going to have to work, man. And if he doesn't want to work, then we'll find somebody else to come in and do the job. Now, this is where Jim Irsay has screwed up. Why are you rocking the boat, man? Why are you saying these things? Najee Harris doesn't have a damn thing to do with you in the Steelers. Najee Harris, during his press conference, didn't say, hey, owners like Jim Irsay. He didn't say any of this, man. He's talking about in general. Why did Jim Irsay feel the need to kind of speak up and speak out against Najee Harris? Why did he feel the need and the urge to speak up against running backs? He should just shut up. I didn't hear or see another owner go online and put out a public statement. Why is Jim Irsay rocking the boat? Why is Jim Irsay needling Jonathan Taylor? Why is he making comments about how, well, damn it, if I die and he doesn't play another down in the NFL, the league will go on? I mean, come on, do we got to go to those extremes? I get it. He's just being flippant. He's not being real. He is being real. But, I mean, damn, you got to go that far. And then what does this mean for other people in free agency? Sure, if Jim Irsay is throwing around money, somebody's going to take it. But if I play for the Colts, if I play for another team, all things being equal, do I want to go play for that guy? The answer is no. Because Jonathan Taylor hasn't bothered anybody. Sure, he wants more money. Who doesn't want more money? Why is the owner crapping on him? Telling him that he's replaceable. Why is the owner talking crap about other running backs, about how their agents are just, you know, running off at the yap? Listen, I know Jim Irsay in the past has had his own issues, substance abuse issues. I know Jim Irsay, he hasn't been shy in expressing his opinion, you know, over the past several years. Never. I mean, Jim Irsay was one of the owners who wasn't afraid to say, hey, Daniel Snyder, he gots to go. But to crap on your own player? How endearing is that? Imagine showing up to work and the boss is just going on Twitter saying, hey, my employees, they suck. My employees, I'm not paying them no more. Could you imagine this? Jonathan Taylor wants more cash. Who doesn't want more money? This is a sad scenario. And I know last hour we talked about Sean Payton. It's like, hey, man, mind your business. Talking about the New York Jets. Getting out of line, dissing another coach. Just shut up and mind your business. Jim Irsay is an owner. Why are you on Twitter, man? Buy Twitter stock. You know, go call Elon Musk. Go hop on a yacht. You know, ride around in your luxury bus. Go do something. But don't antagonize your own players on social media, in public. And now the Colts are using sources to say, hey, he has an injured back and now we may not pay him at all. Why are you threatening this guy? And yeah, Jonathan Taylor doesn't have leverage. Is all of this necessary to needle him? Who's Jim Irsay taking notes from? I don't know. James Dolan? Next thing you know, he's going to be banning him from the facility and walking him out in cuffs. Jonathan Taylor, all he wants is more money. Who doesn't want that? And Jim Irsay, I don't know, maybe somebody should check on him. Maybe he found the bottle again. I have no idea. This is terrible. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you agree with Jim Irsay? Or do you think he's kind of gone too far? Jonathan Taylor, he ain't problematic. And Jim Irsay, to me, he's just been doing too much here. Somebody take his phone away and stop manipulating this situation through the media and on Twitter. You're the owner. You're supposed to be better than that. I mean, he's not on Dan Snyder levels, but he is certainly being a jerk right now. Let me know your thoughts. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And I didn't even get into the new head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. I'm going to give you his thoughts on this when we come back on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Longtime listener, huge fan. Oh my God, I'm so flabbergasted. I even got on. I'm always driving home from work when I hear you. I just want to call and talk about the game tonight.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We talked about the situation with the Indianapolis Colts and Jonathan Taylor. Jim Irsay not being shy in how he feels about paying Jonathan Taylor, his place in the league, his place on the team. On one hand, a while ago, he's just like, oh, yeah, Jonathan Taylor, a Hall of Fame running back, Hall of Fame caliber running back. But then, you know, he doesn't want to pay him, which is he's well within his right not to want to pay him or give him a contract extension. But to, you know, go as far as to say, yeah, well, you know, the league will go on without him. Like, damn. OK. You know, Jim Irsay publicly chiming in, responding to Najee Harris's claims that running backs are not valued, and Jim Irsay, the only owner to go on social media and just kind of, you know, send a rebuttal, is like, why are you doing all of this? Like, you're the owner, man. Just handle your business, keep it to yourself, and keep it quiet. And then now we got rumors and reports that the Colts, you know, if Jonathan Taylor is going to be problematic here with this contract, oh, well, we're just going to put him on the non-injury, football-related injury list with a back injury, and then we don't have to pay him all season long. Like, who put out this threat? Like, Jim Irsay's doing too much right now. And then you got Shane Steichen, who just got the job. He just showed up, and now he has to deal with this crap. He was asked about this. I want you to listen to the reporter ask him about Jonathan Taylor, and this is what new head coach, first-year head coach Shane Steichen had to say.
Shane, as you guys plan, are you expecting JT to play this year for you?
Yeah, right now he's on this football team. He's on this football team, and when the medical staff clears him, he should be out here.
Okay, when the medical staff clears him, we should be out here. But meanwhile, we got rumors that the Colts might say, hey, he injured his back when he wasn't here, so we don't have to pay him at all. Wow. Wow. Indianapolis Colts dealing with some crap. Anthony Richardson, you draft him. He just had a surgery on his nose that I believe wasn't necessary at this time. Zach Moss, the backup running back who would have gotten the majority of the carries with no Jonathan Taylor, he broke his arm again. And so the Colts, they're crap right now. And Jim Irsay, shut up. Put the phone down. Erykah Badu did a song about that. She did. I could make you put your phone down. It was for other reasons, though. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to San Francisco, and let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about what Jim Irsay had to say?
Yeah, JR, man, big fan. Honored to be on the air with you.
Thank you, man.
So, yeah, in relation to Irsay, I mean, I completely agree with you. I'm glad you played the clip of the coach because that was my thought before you mentioned it. It seems like, you know, and I don't know Irsay's history in his past. For all I know, he's been a progressive owner. But it seems like with the hiring of, you know, what's his name last year that I can't remember, Saturday, and now this first-year head coach, and the response of the first-year head coach didn't exactly give you confidence that he's very confident in his position in the organization. So it seems like Irsay is somewhere, you know, starting to take more and more power and freedom in his role, and doesn't exactly have the people, you know, telling in his ear, telling him to do things differently. It seems like that might be by intent. I know that their win total is set at 6.5, and as a 4-win team last season, there's no way I see this team winning 6 or 7 games. I think they're going to lose the locker room and not be a very good ball club. I want to make one other point, too, yes, if I have time.
Please, go ahead.
So I think, like, the devaluing of the running back, you know, I get it. And maybe this is the Kyle Shanahan effect where, you know, people think they can just plug and play a running back. But I think that the difference in value is really getting lost. And if I was a team, you know, seeing the cost which you can get some elite tier running backs for, you know, an extra maybe 1% of your cap over whatever, you know, they're paying the next guy. But Jonathan Taylor, Dalvin Cook, you know, Saquon Barkley, these are game-changing offensive players. And I think it's going to swing back in the other direction slightly, but I'd be a buyer in this market.
Okay. I mean, it's tough, and thank you so much, Joe, for calling from San Francisco. I would say the opposite. And Jim Irsay doesn't need to be a jerk about it, but when you are only paying Jonathan Taylor about $4 million a year, and the top running backs are making 10, 12. Christian McCaffrey is at the top with $16 million a year. When those dudes are making that much money and Jonathan Taylor's making 4, you got to appreciate it. And then you don't have to pay Jonathan Taylor next year. If anything, you just hit him with the franchise tag, and then he'll make that 10. But why? And he's one of the best in the league. Yeah, he's coming off of some ankle troubles, but why pay him when you don't have to? I mean, is it fair? It doesn't matter if it's fair. It's just a matter of fact. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Adam, he's calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Adam?
JR, man, first of all, I want to say I really appreciate the shout-out at the beginning of the show, man. You know, that put the biggest smile on my face in the world, man. So, you know, I've been listening to your show for 2.5 years now, and I love what you got going on, man. I love you and Shep. You guys are the best, man. And I sincerely mean that.
No problem. What's up?
I'll make a quick point, man. I think Jim Irsay wanted Dan Snyder out of the league because he said, well, you know, I want to be the dumbest owner in the league. And, you know, the only way I can do that is by kicking you out. So I think that's one of the reasons why he wanted Dan Snyder gone so bad. So what my Buffalo Bills need to do now is Brandon Bean needs to call up Jimmy Boy and say, look, we're going to give you a couple picks for Jonathan Taylor. Take him off your hands. We're going to put him in the backfield with Josh Allen here. We're going to go out and win a Super Bowl because, man, if we get Jonathan Taylor or even Dalvin Cook, man, I mean, we are a running back away from seriously going for it, and we need a running back. I understand that we got James Cook, Dalvin's brother, and, you know, he's decent. We had Devin Singletary last year. He was okay. We need a good running back because, man, we cannot have Josh Allen doing it all again, man. It's not a winning formula. I understand he can do it all, and he's absolutely amazing, but we need a true running back there, man, and that's all I got to say, JR. I love your show, man. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you so much, Adam, for calling from Toronto. Quite ironic that the dude who just broke his arm, Zach Moss, was a running back on the Buffalo Bills. And this is the second time that he's broken his arm. Now, I said this. How many teams are going to be willing to just trade for a running back? Okay, yeah. Jonathan Taylor, one of the best in the league, without a shadow of a doubt. He was hurt last year. You're going to trade what for him? You said a couple of picks, and then you got to pay him. He wants money. He wants cash. What you going to pay? You going to trade him and keep him on his current salary? Is that something that he's going to be willing to accept, or is he going to take a trade and just go, oh, yeah, well, I'll just continue on with my 4? Maybe on a winning situation, that might be the case. I just find it tough to see Jonathan Taylor moving on. And sure, yeah, The Buffalo Bills would love to have Jonathan Taylor. What team wouldn't? Well, I mean, a team that doesn't have, I don't know, Christian McCaffrey or something like that. Most teams would love to have him. But do you want him for the price? I don't know about that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Buffalo. Yeah, not Buffalo, how about this? Just talking about the Bills. Let's talk to Gene. Gene, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going, JR?
Good.
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank
you. Me and my coworker Rick, we listen to you every night at work.
Oh, thank you. Are y'all doing work or are y'all listening to me? Which one is it?
Both, multitasking.
How about that? Get your money. What's up?
Hey, I wanted to know your thoughts on the fight with Bud Crawford and Errol Spence. I know Spence called you about a month ago. I just wanted to know what you thought about the fight.
Yeah, you're right. We had Errol Spence here on the show, and I said this even on Friday night. I thought Errol Spence was going to walk away the victor. I thought Errol Spence was going to jab him to death, not literally, hopefully. And then I thought he was going to walk away with the decision. I was wrong. I watched the fight on Saturday night, and I saw what everybody saw. I saw Bud Crawford tap that man's chin and put him on the ground three times until the referee said, no mas. So I don't know why Errol got beat the way he did. And I thought that he would not get knocked down. I thought whoever won would take it the distance. So I was wrong. I do know this. Errol Spence has made it very clear that he is going to move up, and if they are going to have a rematch, it's going to be at 154 pounds. And I think at 154, look, if Errol can't beat him at 154, then Errol is going to have some problems. So he feels real comfortable about this, and hopefully we see this rematch maybe in the wintertime. So good for Bud Crawford. I didn't think that he would knock him out, but he sure as hell did, man.
Yeah, I had the same thoughts on the fight. I think a lot of people felt bad for Errol Spence at the same time, too.
Yeah, man, it's a part of the game. It's very rare that we see fighters just go undefeated throughout their entire careers. And for right now, hey, Bud got all the belts. Bud is undefeated. And let's see if he can beat him at a higher weight, which I think will be difficult with Errol being the naturally bigger fighter. Hey, Gene, I appreciate you, man. What's your coworker's name?
Rick, could you give him a shout-out?
Yeah, where the hell is he at? Where is he?
He's listening at the radio. I called you. I'm in outside.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hey, what's his name, Rick?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Rick? I don't know what the hell y'all do for a living, but hey, Rick, treat my man Gene good here. Hey, Gene, I'll catch you later, okay?
All right, bye.
All right, peace out, brother. Yeah, people listening at work, right? He's like, I went outside. Hey, Shep, there's nobody doing work wherever they work at, man.
Yeah.
Nobody's,
well, we're not. You said at the beginning of the show, we're not working. We're too busy having fun and vibing.
You think I'm lowering productivity around the country?
No, because I think when you're enjoying your atmosphere and the environment, you actually want to work more. I think there's something to be said about the 4-day weekday.
Oh, okay. What are you saying? So we should work less? And
well,
that's
different.
More.
We have to be on because we're covering live sports.
Oh, okay. If you say so.
Yes.
Anyway. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. And speaking of running backs, there's a running back who wants to sit down with the NFL boss. He wants to talk to Roger Goodell. Who the hell wants to talk to that guy? I'll take more of your calls and I'll tell you who it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how are you? You are amazing. You should be called a sports professor. Anybody ever call you that?
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Jonathan Taylor, Jim Irsay, Sean Payton. I mean, these aren't the only dudes. It's kind of in the news. Shout out to all my Saints fans out there. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in on WWL. I was listening to WWL today. It's nice to be able to just listen to any station at any point in the country. Look, Alvin Kamara. We know about Alvin Kamara. He pled no contest to beating up a dude before the Pro Bowl last year. And Alvin Kamara basically was able to, walk away without any serious ramifications. Now, having said that, he can still be punished by the NFL. Roger Goodell can come down with the strong arm and punish Alvin Kamara. He's like, hey, you beat up a dude in the club before the Pro Bowl. Damn it, you got arrested right after the Pro Bowl at the arena, at the stadium, which is kind of nuts. You played in the game and then, you got in trouble. And so what's next? Alvin Kamara wants to meet with Roger Goodell. Now, how many people want to do that? Nobody. Except for Alvin Kamara wants to plead his case. He wants to have a lowered suspension, whatever it will be. He wants to meet with the NFL to plead his case and kind of share what happened. And I don't know. If you look at the video, it looks like him and his buddies jumped the guy who tried to get on an elevator. And to be honest, what does it matter what happened? I mean, did it necessitate you beating almost the living hell out of a guy? And so we don't know what the suspension is going to look like. I don't know what Alvin Kamara could go out there and tell Roger Goodell. But Alvin Kamara, I believe, is going to be suspended. Saints head coach Dennis Allen says, I think Alvin really wants to get out ahead of this and have a chance to visit with Roger and kind of give him his side of the story. And look, at the end of the day, I think part of it is let's get some resolution with where we're at and move forward. I think Alvin is looking forward to putting this behind him and focusing in on what he has to do to be the best that he can be for our team this season. And we know the Saints this upcoming season, things are going to be different. Derek Carr is in the building. Chris Olave coming back. More experience under his belt. Michael Thomas. Can I even mention Michael Thomas and say his name without thinking about an injury, thinking about his legs? I feel like we haven't seen this dude play consistently in like 3 years, it feels like. Last season, only playing 3 games. The year before that, gone. The year before that, only 7. This is someone who year after year after year, you think about Michael Thomas, you go, well, damn it, how many slants can he catch? He's supposed to be dependent out there? Derek Carr? And so, yeah, the Saints, a big part of their offense happens to be Alvin Kamara, and now we just have to see what his suspension will be. We got no idea. Hey, good luck to him. And he wants to go sit in Roger Goodell's office? Ain't too many people who want that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Maine and talk to Christian. Christian, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
I appreciate you taking my call.
No doubt about it.
Jalen Ramsey being hurt and our Dolphins' chances of running the division. We only see one elite wide receiver, but that defense for Miami is pretty solid. Signing Eli Apple, that's an
Who's that elite wide receiver? Who is it?
We've got Diggs and the Bills, but that's it in the division.
Patriots are soft.
Jets are soft.
Well, I don't know. I think someone who is offensive rookie of the year in Garrett Wilson. I mean, is he? Does he have the resume of a Stephon Diggs? No, he doesn't. But I think he's certainly an emerging talent in the league.
I don't know if you'd call him elite yet. Still coming up.
I didn't say elite. I said he's an emerging talent. I mean, I wouldn't ignore
him. Xavier Howard covering him and the rest of that defense. If Tua can stay upright, you get Ramsey back in December.
Yeah, well, I would still favor the Buffalo Bills until someone knocks them off.
I appreciate that. Have a great night.
The key thing that you said, which is extremely key, is Tua Tagovailoa staying upright. I mean, it's that's not like some small bit of change, you know. The guy's been knocked around since he's been in the league. He was knocked around back to college, and the story on him has always been, hey, when he's standing upright. Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling from Maine. Nice to know that we got Dolphins fans up in Maine. Shep, I didn't know Dolphins fans hang out in Maine. Did you know that?
I didn't know there were any Dolphins fans left, given the severity and the lack of consistency from their quarterback in Tua.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Well, I mean, Dolphins fans are never going anywhere.
Well, Dan Marino's been out of the game for a quarter of a century now. I'm surprised Dolphins fans still exist.
Oh, ouch. Well, Chad Pennington didn't evoke enthusiasm?
No, neither did Dante Culpepper.
Oh, well, we can go down the list, but I don't yeah. want to depress the Dolphins fans. Look, it's a lot to say, and I'm sorry. Just to go, if two of this or if two, we have no idea, folks. Come on, I'm sorry. We can look at the Dolphins' defense and think about all the other defensive backs. He mentioned Xavier Howard, and I know they just added Eli Apple, which would be pretty funny. I know Tyreek Hill said, oh, yeah, me and Eli Apple should have a front practice earlier today, or they should have had one. Come on, man. The Dolphins are playing catch-up in the AFC East. And they're playing catch up to the Buffalo Bills. And if they have a great season, good on them. But to go ahead and pick them ahead or say that they're above or below anybody, just look, Buffalo Bills, the New York Jets and the Dolphins should battle it out for second. And the Patriots, they'll be real lucky if they can even get into the conversation with all of their changes. I'm not counting on that. Justin is calling from South Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, first-time caller, long-time listener. I just think the Kamara situation, it goes back to the old saying that sometimes the weight is worse than the punishment. He's trying to meet with Roger Goodell to lessen the punishment just because it's weighing pretty heavily on him. You know, me being a Tampa fan, you know, I hope he doesn't play, but I'd hate to see somebody sit out, especially if he didn't really receive that hard of a penalty through the court system.
Well, it's not a. You said to be punished and not with the court system, huh? What?
No, to be more heavily punished by the NFL. He's going to lose revenue. He's going to lose a bunch of stuff if he's suspended. Because them boys don't get paid if they don't play.
That's the part about having a job. I mean, just because you weren't criminally convicted doesn't mean you weren't guilty of being a dumbass. You know, so come on.
Yeah, I understand that.
They signed and thank you, Justin, for calling from South Carolina. These dudes sign contracts. They don't sign a contract that says, hey, you got to be convicted to really be punished. It's like, yo, wrong place, wrong time. Like, do better, man. Like you pummeled a dude. Come on, stop it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about the Major League Baseball trade deadline. It's coming up tomorrow. Mark Jackson fired from ESPN. We got more to talk about. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls. Love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
I'm here to tell you about a new show that's going to make you uncomfortable. It's going to make you laugh. You will feel pangs of recognition. It's all about class, and it's hosted by me, former working class kid Jonathan Menjivar. The show is called Classy, and it's full of people talking about all the awkward, embarrassing, and strangely intimate things that class tension makes us do. It's available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.